you to come to my house, and you can bring Nolan, but don't bring Donald with you, I would look at you with a strange, puzzled look and scratch my head. Now, some of you might go, well, that makes sense, Nolan, because you have two first names, and I never can remember which it is. But if it was the other way around, and you were going to invite me over to your house for a fresh king cake, and you said, Mr. Donald, I want you to come over, but don't bring Nolan with you, we would all scratch our heads and say, that's just impossible. Because you and I both know that who we are is who we are. And that we can't separate our first name from our last name. That's not a piece of us that we can just leave at home on the shelf and then show up somewhere else in a different way. That when we come to a place, when we show up in a place, we totally are there. And we can't part and parcel out the things that we want in various situations. As silly as that illustration is, it has a lot of bearing on many of us and the ways that we often try to live out our faith. Today, for just a few minutes before we come to this communion table together, we want to think about some things that often distract us from fully living into all that God wants us to be. And Jesus, Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Father Almighty, now and forever.